Chaynus Halvavus, Women's Shir, Wednesday afternoon, Chav Gimel Sivan, the 11th of June, we're in Shavuot Salokim. The learning should be also the Aspaltiel Ben Shimon Zimel. Okay, so we're learning Shavuot Salokim. We're in Perek Dalet, in the middle of Perek Dalet, and we're up to number three on his list of 10 levels of belief in Torah and Hashem and the Mesoros of Torah, the truth of Torah and the divinity of Torah. And we may not feel we relate too well to the first couple, but first of all, it's important, you know, we're learning Shara Avodah Salokim, and it's important to know, he talked about a philosophy of doing mitzvahs, a philosophy of the Elokim, and now he's giving us a list of 10 levels, and we have to really see where we're holding. You know, we're not holding most, you know, we're not holding very high on the list. The first Madrega, we're going to start the text with the third. The first Madrega, people who do what they want, live what they think is a carefree life. You know, whatever their ratzon is, they do. They feel the taivus, and they feel the Torah is just, you know, a bunch of outdated, old-fashioned suggestions for society. Maybe it was good when people were savages. Nowadays they're more civilized, and they just they want to live a life of hefker, and they have no connection at all. The second Madrega, we also said it's important maybe to know these Madregas, because if you know someone on one, you want to get them to the next level. And of course, I've always said so many times, don't jump a level. Just bring him up to the next level until he's ready to go even further. The second level is people that most of the world nowadays is on the very first, lowest level. In the second level, you already believe in the Bible, and you already believe that miracles happened, and you believe that there was a historical figure named Moshe Rabbeinu who took the Jews out of Egypt, and he performed Nisim. So, if you look at the first Madrega, you say, well, nowadays, most of the world is atheistic, and they maybe profess to believe in the Bible, but they really don't. And they live the lives described on the first level. Like, it's pretty scary when you see there's 10 levels of Avodas Hashem, and most of the world nowadays, most, just live on the first level, where they do what they want, and they, personal freedom is the, if they are Avodas Zorah, personal freedom, personal, to do what I want, to feel good, to do what I want, to have pleasure. That is the mantra of life. That's the meaning of life. That's what it's important. The most important thing is not to be burdened by. See it even in social living and economics, not to be burdened by responsibilities, commitments. Very, very low madrega, and that's really what most of society is holding. And you have to realize how bad it is. So when people talk about staying away from the pernicious effects of society, it's not like, okay, they don't keep Shabbos, okay, you know, it's much, much worse than that. Much worse. It's much worse. If a person, if a Jew's life is supposed to be Avodas Hashem, he gets up to Avodas Hashem at the third level already. Not even, okay, but then it very, we have to see what we're holding. There's 10 levels. So the first level is very low, but it's really, if you think for 2 seconds and you read the newspaper, you follow society, that's where everybody's holding now. Okay, most people are nowadays at the first level. And there are too many people who keep Torah and they really don't think of Avodas Hashem. They just, you know, they do it. So they know there's certain things they're not supposed to do. And the say there's 613 obstacles to life, and life is over, like an obstacle course. You have to avoid the 613 obstacles. Okay, number two is already people who believe that there was a Mitzias Mitzrayim, there was a Moshe Rabbeinu, but they don't feel, the Torah is not divine. There was a very beautiful, wonderful, fantastic social arrangement that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And it is everything that I just described, except for the Moshe Rabbeinu made part. It happens to be the best economic system, the best political system, the best bit of a Machavero system. It happens to be a magnificent, it has to be, it's the Dvar Hashem. So it has to be the most shleimustik system from every angle, political, economic, you know, from every angle. But so that level two is not, it's not divine. There's a cheshbon. They believe in Hashem already. On the second dagger, you're already truly believing in Hashem. But if trouble, people have trouble absorbing the idea that Hashem is concerned with how we live our lives on this world, it's seemingly too insignificant for him to deal with, so to speak. And Moshe Rabbeinu came up with this idea, and Hashem approved. Hashem liked the system, and therefore he let him do Nisim. And he even allowed him to speak in the name of Hashem. Remember Hashem al Moshe Lamar. He said, yeah, I'm fine. You can fool the people. I'm okay with that, as long as they're getting this great system, and they should do it. But it's not divine. Because they think, again, the words of Chabad Allah is lo yitochen, that Hashem deals with the pettiness of physical life. That's level two. He says that's very foolish. He says this, first of all, once Hashem allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to do Nisim, so it means he approves of the system, so you know it's the Ratzon Hashem anyway. A major principle that lies behind everything the Chazal says is that your level of commitment will be commensurate with your level of belief. If you believe the Torah, let's say, is going to be just cultural, it's a way of keeping the identity of the Jewish people. So, you know, you're quicker to drop it if it gets inconvenient than if you feel it's your spiritual connection to Hashem, which is the most important thing in the world, that you're not going to drop it so fast if something becomes inconvenient. If it's just a nice way to live, so that, you know, sometimes circumstances come up where it's not a nice way to live, or if it's just cultural identity, I tell you, cultural identity is not, is also, so that's all very important to know in 10 Madrigas, because the level of commitment will be commensurate with your level of belief. The more divine you think the Torah is, the more Hashem cares about what you do, the more schar va'onesh there is, the more it's spiritual mitzvahs, eternity, etc., etc., the more committed you'll be, the more you won't stray. So that's my Madrega too. He says it's foolish because, first of all, if it's Hashem's will, it's like, why not do it because it's Hashem's will? If Hashem allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to do Nisim, so that you should listen to him, so that's Ratzon Hashem. It's like, what's wrong with that? And number two, he says, it's not, what were you saying? Oh, Hashem wouldn't lower himself to deal with mundane physical things. He says, well, other than that, so it'll be a nace. Anyway, he's doing Nisim. He's allowing Moshe Rabbeinu to do Nisim. So anyway, the Teva's changing, so why wouldn't he do this nace? All Nevoah is another nace. Right, so why, you have some philosophical idea that Hashem wouldn't care, wouldn't connect, but you're willing to grant that he does Nisim, and he lets a sea split, and he lets frogs come, and he lets blood turn to water, and so on and so forth. So this would just be another Nisim. So it's not even logical. By their own standards, it's not logical. But no one ever said it's logical. No one ever, you know, people don't. This is already more logical than number one. One is that the world is just a hefker. Okay. But he says it's just not mistaken. If Hashem wants you to do it, so do it. And if he made Nisim, so then your whole argument falls away, because that means he went beyond Teva, so he will do anything. Okay. Now we're up to number three. We'll start with the text again. Bamadrega Hashlishis. Number three is Anoshim Shinas Bara Etzel Mamitos HaTorah. Okay. The Torah is true. The Torah is divine. But what is the Torah? The Torah is a fantastic arrangement of Hashem telling people how they should live, because it makes society work. It gives people meaning. It gives them, it takes care of social issues, because we don't have a you give it staka, and you're dominating. It's a great way to live. A lot of and this is Madrega number three out of ten. And this is many, so you say, uh-oh, what's wrong with this? The Torah is divine, and it creates the perfect society. What are they missing? Olam Haba. They don't think about Schar V'Onesh. They think of the Torah. Again, it doesn't matter what you believe. If we give a short answer test and say, do you believe in Olam Haba? These people might also answer yes. But they treat the Torah. They live lives. Again, the Torah is divine, but it's a divine way to live in this world. It keeps me healthy. It keeps my kids respectful of me. Who doesn't want that, right? It keeps me with eating. I'm not going to overeat. I'm going to keep the Torah. And that's all it is by them. It's a one. They don't. How many people think of Olam Haba? You think of Schar V'Onesh. Nowadays, the Mechanch, we're afraid to teach our kids Schar V'Onesh. They're going to go off to Derech. They won't go off it for Schar, but they'll go off it for Onesh. Right? Lo l'gmul b'Olam Haba v'lo l'Onesh. Nobody's thinking of Olam Haba. No one thinking of the punishment. Here is a perfect society. There's no interest. I'm talking about ribs. There's no interest. There's no interest on loans. People are doing chesed. People are even spiritual. It's divine. They're davening. They're learning. They're keeping Shabbos. They're keeping Yontif. Keep Shabbos and Yontif. Chazal always points out in another part of the Sefer. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Kuzari points out. You keep Shabbos and Yontif. You're spending over. I don't know, you do the math. You're spending well over 1/7 of your life on vacation. Automatic enforced vacation. Who wouldn't want that? That's great. That's even when you're working. You get a vacation. What's percentage? What's 1/7? Come on. Who knows math?
1/7.
Give me a number.
Yeah.
Give me a number for 1/7. 1/5 is 20%.
Right.
1/6 is less.
Right.
Come on, what's 1/7? 7 into 100? Is that how you figure it out?
Yeah.
No. That would be 30. No.
14%.
14%, thank you. So and you have Yom Tov too. So you have another 10 days. So you have at least, let's say, 15% of your life are on vacation. It's wonderful. What?
Service. No, it's not a vacation for women.
Rather than give a wise guy answer, I'll humbly accept what you say.
But in relationship to all the other days in the week, I was sitting down on Shabbos and I did another day.
Well, we can appreciate you even. I'm sure.
I'm joking.
No, you're not joking.
You're not joking.
But nowadays we can appreciate this more, because you're not texting, we're not on the computer, and we're not texting, and we're not burdened by all these time-saving devices, right?
14.28%.
The paperless office, has generated more paper than any other. And I remember when they used to talk about a paperless office, and really. Now we can appreciate not being on the phone and not being on the computer and not checking emails. People have to actually talk to one another. Let's say a woman goes away on vacation with her husband or her family. She goes to, I don't know, you know the world of bungalow colonies in America, the Catskills. So you go, and you don't have the same oven you have at home. And you don't have the same refrigerator you have at home. And the mosquitoes are biting.
Today they do.
And laundry, it's a pain in the neck. But the woman, she feels she's on vacation. On vacation, you're away from the everyday life, you're on vacation. You send the kids out in the morning, they come back at night, and that's it. That's the vacation. You come back, you just have a little more laundry to do. I bought a cowbell when I was in the country. I never could afford it, but my in-laws paid. Today's my mother-in-law's yard sale, by the way. Chav Gimel Simas. I'll go bas to show Gersh. So I bought a cowbell through a mail order. You ever see a cowbell? I use it now for Hummer. That's a cowbell. So what my kids knew, they go out in the morning, but they knew when I ring the cowbell, they have to come in, either for supper or for something. And you could hear it throughout the whole.
What does that say
then? It hung up on my porch. I said, I don't care if the bottom of the ninth, bases are loaded, two strikes, you hear that cowbell, you drop everything, you have to come in. And then cowbell, and they were like so embarrassed. They remember to this day how everybody would say, you know, Nehemiah, Shemosha, cowbell's ringing, you gotta go in, you gotta go. But now they remember it fondly, but at the time, they were so happy. Stop it, don't ring that cowbell, whatever you do. Anyway, you're on vacation. The Chodilos points out a very real problem. That if you open a Chumash, the Chumash does not talk about Olam Haba. So people sort of lose sight of it. And they believe it's divine. But, you know, the Torah talks about mundane things. It talks about rain, and it talks about... So Kvaherach HaBed HaSadya Zuchon HaLvach HaBafash HaSim B'chukosai Rav Sadya Gon, which was probably his Rebbe, Chavitavavus himself, in Shara Bitochon Perek Vav, talks about why the Torah does not discuss Olam Haba. There are hints to it throughout Tanakh, but there's no like, V'edavar Hashem El Moshe Leymar Olam Haba. And that creates a problem. People learn Chumash, they learn Tanakh, and they're not. This is, so then it's not on their radar necessarily. So he says that's what causes this. So they just believe in the divinity of Torah. They believe even Torah is Hashem to be Mamashim, it's selfish. They believe Torah is perfect. And it's divine. Madrega 3. But it's the greatest way to live in Olam Hazeh. And they don't think beyond that. They might answer a question on a test, as I said. They believe it, but they don't live it. They don't live that this is their mitzvahs. And so where does that manifest itself? Again, your level of commitment will be commensurate with your level of belief. If all it is the perfect way to live in Olam Hazeh, but it's not anything transcendent, so then your level of commitment, if you have social obligations, or it's like really inconvenient, or, you know, that's what happens. Because the level of commitment is commensurate with the level of belief. And if it's nitzchius, then like, come on, man. Machashev hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, uschara ver keneged hefseda. I gotta be nuts. To have some pleasure for 3 minutes against Olam Haba. You know, but if Olam Haba is not on your radar, you're not going to make that cheshbon. So he says, Rav Sadya Gaon was probably his Rebbe, which puts him very early, which I'm very fond of saying, what an early, early, early Rishon Chavitavavus was. Mashiach Barbo Biddle Deus Anosh Meilu, Rav Sadya proves Olam Haba, even though it's not merely that favorish in the Torah, Rav Sifri Hanaviyam, the Rasimonim Chazokim, Minyoni Aschag Onosh Olam Haba. I'm going to skip the psukim now. He brings down a whole bunch of psukim in Koheles, in Malachi, and he discusses this actually in Shar Bitochon Perek Vav. Why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. He gives some very powerful reasons why. So I'm skipping over the psukim and Rav Madrega 4. He says the psukim in Tanakh indicate that there's an Olam Haba. Okay, what's Madrega 4? Madrega 4 is Anoshim is Kaimu Benafshosim Bira Torah. They're holding Torah divine, Hashem gave it at Har Sinai. Va'amitus Hakbul Vonish Volam Habba. But they can't be bothered with Olam Habba. In other words, it's, you know, if they really thought about it, it's a silly attitude, but they enjoy Olam Hazeh too much. So they're superficial people. They believe in Olam Habba, it's maybe on their radar, but they don't, they're too caught up in Olam Hazeh, which, like, if you're starting to sweat. We're caught up in Olam Hazeh, we're caught up with life in this world. We don't live Olam Habba lives. We don't connect to it. Anoshim is kind of an Ashos and Birat of Amitis Agbol Vonish Olam Habba. So maybe I was wrong when I said in the last Madrega, if you took a test, you might answer, you believe in Olam Habba. Maybe that's ready, this fourth Madrega, that you believe in Olam Habba, but you're not, you don't connect to it. It doesn't affect your life. And if you're not show some, they have ego, they have their tithes, they have their pleasures, physical pleasures. Hiktu also malavos ha'olam, matavosof. So they do the ma'aseh mitzvahs shelo lishma. In other words, these are the people maybe that really view it as 630. You know, they'll do the mitzvahs, but because it's great, it's great socially to be frum. Right? You get an automatic circle of friends maybe, and you get invited to a lot of parties. And your kids are at school, and he keeps your kids busy, and they do things shelo lishma. They're not connected. They're into Olam Hazeh. And Mamela, they're doing the mitzvahs, A, because of Madrega 3, that it's the perfect Olam Hazeh, it's the perfect society, and B, it puts them in a good place. Like, they're using the mitzvahs to further their own pleasures in Olam Hazeh, which is not hard to do. You live in a nice neighborhood, nice people.
What's wrong with all that?
That's it. Nothing's wrong. This is where their avodas Hashem stops. They're serving themselves. If you want to know what's wrong with it in one pithy sentence, they're not serving Hashem, they're serving themselves. They think they're again, that's what they're holding. This is uncomfortable for us, because but they're holding that Hashem gave them a divine Torah, and it's a great way to live, and it maximizes my pleasures of Olam Hazeh. And they don't go beyond that. Their interest is not in serving Hashem. They're serving themselves, and Hashem gave them great tools. It's like a boss, you know, a boss gives a worker a new computer, right? So the worker thinks, you know, makes his work easier. He's not thinking how he can better serve the boss with this new computer, but he's thinking how it just makes his work easier because he has a new computer. See, he says an insight here. He says they're not really, they believe, but it's been asafu l'chutz. I guess because if they really believe, then they would indeed make a cheshbon hanefesh. And they're too into Olam Hazeh. And so they keep Torah, but Giluyim, they'll do what it takes to go along and to have the benefits of a frum society. But they're not, what I say, they're not really serving Hashem. And it doesn't go beyond them. U'v'lishonam v'lo b'levavam. U'v'kamusam ne'amar b'piv shalom esrei yudabu v'kibra yosem arbo. When he gets half a chance, he'll stab the other fellow in the back. Right? It's all shitchias, superficial. Superficial life. Keeping all of Torah, it's divine, believing in Olam Habba, but you're disconnected from it. You're too into Olam Hazeh, and therefore you live a superficial life. And the Torah also becomes superficial, and all the frumkeit and everything becomes superficial. Number five, the Anoshim is Barlem Kalmashik Danu Me'inyan HaTorah, Vamitus Hagmuv Onish Olam Habba. They believe everything's good. Ella, this is very interesting that he makes this a different madrega. They do everything because they want kavod. They want to be looked up to. They want a certain standing in society. Very interesting. I would have four is he's really into Olam Hazeh, and he's into fulfilling his titus. And if you learn the Sefer Chavis Lavavos, you know that to him that's the antithesis of Avodas Hashem. And he says, I talked about it in Shul a few weeks ago, the purpose of Torah is to exercise self-control, to knock down the animalistic side of us. So that's where number four fails. Number four is totally into the animalistic side. It just will keep kosher, and it will only buy kosher foods, but it's into food. And that's what is life, you know, like someone, an Epicurean, I think it's called, right? He's into food. And he enjoys good restaurants. So we'll make sure it has a good action, because he's, you know, not going to go against Hashem. But his life revolves around food, or around money, or around clothing, maybe, or around any hanah. Number five is already, is obviously better. I'm not sure why it's better, but I guess because he's already a little more detached from just pleasure, a pleasurable existence, doing things for shame, pleasure, but he's doing it for cover. In other words, we'll do everything because there's this covered angle. He'll become a Rosh Hashiva, become a Rebbe, a woman, people will look up, come to her for H's, come to her for, you know, and then she thrives on that. But he believes, he does not show some lava, so all of a kibble, a torah, a kibble, a kabble, so la hagil, the gmul, a lo kibble, ula shevach, benayodo. They may even enjoy the idea that they'll be scarred all of a paw, but they place a lot of stock, and this, they place a lot of stock in their societal standing, and what people think of them. And Chavis Lavavos devoted an entire shah to negate this. That shah yichud hamaisa, the shah after the shah habitachon, he calls shah yichud hamaisa. Chavis Lavavos verbally treats such people very harshly. He calls them balei hashituf. They're serving Hashem and another master. They're doing things that's just so not serving Hashem. But they're not serving themselves in a grubber way, in a pruster way. If they want tithes of Olam Hazeh, it's a little more able. You know, they want kavod. They want people to look up to them because they're doing mitzvahs. They want people to look up to them because they daven with kavona. They do things because they want to be looked up to, and that's what the whole Shaar Yichud HaMais is about. To teach us to avoid that trap. And it's a trap. Everybody wants to be looked up to, respected, held of, but that's not good in the doing of business. Or, you know, it's number five, you're halfway up the ladder, they say, boy, halabai, I should live my whole life not doing avarice and doing mitzvahs and beholding my madrega four or five. Hey, four is, of course, we could see that. Four is it's all a trick to maximize my benefits of Olam Hazeh. Five is a little more sublime. Not much. I think it's very subtle, the difference between four and five. Five is like cover. He wants people to hold of him. He wants people to hold of him. Say, what's wrong with all them? I want to do with shidduch. I want my kids to get into schools. So again, level of commitment commensurate with level of belief. Because when the push comes to shove and you have an assayon and I want to give an example because I have to think of an example that no one will take personally. I'm going to give an example that people will take personally. This, you'll have to be mature people and you'll have to be a little sophisticated and not think I mean anything by it. My wife wears a shekel. Let's say someone decides that really. A woman said she wants to wear a mitpachas. And she really decided that's the right thing to do. This is like a touchy point to me and my wife, by the way, said, don't bring it up, Tom. And she doesn't do it because she wants to get into a school. And she goes to the interview, she's afraid, you know, in some places. She goes to the interview, they're going to look at her, So that's the type of thing we're talking about on this level. You know, they just want people to hold of them, and the melo say, what's wrong? Sounds, you know, what's wrong is, first of all, you're not doing chodos halvavos, you're not serving Hashem. He devotes an entire shahr to it. But again, I want to come back to the solid level of commitment will equal level of belief. If this is how you're doing it, so when it gets uncomfortable, so you will, a person will be mevater on their principle. Again, if this is the maskana, there's a body of thought out there that feels a shekel is better. Again, I'm not pleased. But the point is, that's the point. The point is, your commitment will only be, if the point is people should hold of you and like you and this and that. And if you feel that that's negative to do something that you believe in, so you're a man doesn't learn incredible. The kids at the fair, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, and learn the whole time. But he might go to work, because that'll, you know, his kid's not going to get into these schools that will take you in. I laugh because it's such a farce. But there are schools like that. And you become a second-class citizen, especially in the Medina's Israel. It's more of a problem. It's becoming less, Baruch Hashem, thanks to shuls such as ours. But it's a problem. It's like a second-class citizen, sort of. So you stay in, you know, maximize your time. Because you don't want to leave, so that's also, you want people to think a certain way of you, and therefore you do something that you're not really comfortable with, because you're driven on level 5, you're driven by cover. It doesn't have to be cover, people are going to stand up for me when I walk into a room. It means what people think of me. And it's not a small thing. The Kabbalah devotes an entire shahr to uproot that from us. Don't care what people think about you. Yes?
I know of a woman who came here to Israel. Her daughter desperately wanted to go to a very, very Beit Yaakov type of school. And she did this out of concern for her daughter. She took off her shekel, she wore thick stockings, she changed her dress in order to get her child.
I hope she put something else on her head.
Yeah. So, what's that woman to do? It wasn't her.
I want to know, my first question to her would be, do you feel that this is not the way you want to live? Do you feel it's wrong? Do you feel it's wrong? It's uncomfortable, it's wrong, I really don't want to live this way. I really don't want to live this way. Sometimes the person feels, I'd love to live this way, but I'm not holding there. But now I have a big push to get my kid into a school.
Right.
So then it's like every shalom lishma, and we say, okay, we talk shalom lishma, bo lishma. But we're talking about people that as a way of, and again, I've said this many times, the Chayim HaLavos, even though he wrote the whole Shara Yichud HaMaitzeh, can't argue with Chazal that say to do things shalom lishma, should we talk shalom lishma, bo lishma. The difference is if you're doing it as a stepping stone to lishma, and you know that this is a temporary measure, just like when you give a kid candy to learn, so you hope and pray that it's a temporary measure, and one day he'll see the sweetness of Torah, and he won't need the candy anymore. So we're all a bunch of babies, and we need candy, but you hope you grow out of that, and you won't need the candy anymore. So if that's the cheshbin, then that's good. But if she holds that it's, let's say, less tzniyistic to wear let's say. And I don't know. I think of your own examples. But she's doing it to get a kid into the school.
Yeah.
That's bad. That is bad.
If the husband, she did it out of love for a child.
Yeah, but she's wrong. I'm not questioning her motivation. She's wrong. Or at least her level is. Look, you could say, hey, 5 out of 10 ain't bad. If there's only 10 wrong, then she's my number 5. That's pretty good. But let's see the other way. A woman that would wear a tichel the whole time, but she won't get her kid into a school, and out of love for her grandchild or whatever, she puts on a shape. That's wrong. That's what Shariyah and Amais is about. Don't do things because. So if they're, like Rachel was a revenue neutral, if they're spiritually neutral, and you do it, so maybe you're lacking in bitachon, and maybe you're doing it shalom lishma, So you try to do toshalol lishma bolishma. You know, you're not, but or, you know, there's nothing. This person's not going to Gehenna. The person on level five. The person that those mitzvahs and those laveras, and they want to have a certain standing in society. They want people to like, they want to do a good shidduch, they want to get into good schools. They want they want people to like them and hold of them and be their friends. So
to be accepted in society. Society set up that if you don't do it, you're not accepted.
No one ever said it was easy. Hashem is. If to you it's spiritually neutral, then it's not a very high madrega. But, you know, okay. So you're not on a high madrega. But if for you it's spiritually damaging, for you it would be better to live in a certain neighborhood or city. But you move to a different one only because of social stature, and you suffer spiritually from it. And that happens. Well, a lot of times we do things that are spiritually detrimental to our children because we want to maintain a certain... They'd be better off somewhere else, and we're aware of it, and we know it, but we want to maintain a certain facade. So then that's not going to be it. As you say, society is like that. Yeah, but Hashem is stronger than society. That's where Bitachon kicks in. So yeah, Hashem will not... Hashem li lo yiro ma'yaseh li adam. It's not easy. We're talking the way he's supposed to live. A person that keeps all of Torah, but he does it to have a certain social standing... So if I say it on a scale of 1 to 10, where is the person holding? Most of us would say 8.5. Because Allah puts him at 5. And he uses very harsh words. Fushar mishari hachone, fuhu hashita fanistar. This person is worshipping two gods. He's worshipping God and he's worshipping himself. Why is he so eish l'hava about it? First of all, because the name of the sefer is Chovetz Halevavos. This person's lathe is not serving Hashem, it's self-serving. Second of all, experience shows that this person is going to not be able to withstand the sionos, and things are going to happen in their lives where they are faced with a choice. They're going to choose the wrong thing because of that social standing. So they'll end up messing up their kids, maybe messing up themselves. I'll give you an example of a person that stays in Kollel too long, and he doesn't maximize, he's far from maximizing his, nobody said it was easy. That's what we learned in Chavis Al-Fathis. You want to know how to develop that immunity? So, Shara Bitacha and Shara Yichon HaMaisa. Shara Yichon HaMaisa has the how-to. The how-to develop the immunity to what people think of you. Okay, number six, is Anoshim Kibdu B'Maseh Gimol Amori Boyle Maseh B'Lepad Me'avosim also U'Bocharam B'Nei Musa V'Ein B'Vidim Gimol Olam Abor B'Nei Musa. Number six is already a higher Madrega. Number six is a higher Madrega that they're doing things for Schar, but for Schar in Olam Hazeh. In other words, it's a higher Madrega than someone that just thinks that the Torah creates a perfect society, but they're already... This is like a good step. They're already into Schar V'Onesh. Hashem cares about what they do, and Hashem will punish them if they don't do good, and if they do bad, they'll be punished. If they do good, they'll get rewarded. But again, they're living in Olam Hazeh.
Is that the same as five?
But five is a specific thing with Kavod. It cares about the social standing. Four, it's more dominant to four, but four again is just, he doesn't, well, we're both not on his radar. He just, the Torah is a perfect society, so that's where he's holding. Six is they are serving Hashem, and they want Hashem to reward them, but they wouldn't trade, this is, again, it's a little uncomfortable. They wouldn't trade all of Hazeh. You're going to say, okay, you're going to live a life of poverty, and you're Surim, and you're going to get a high level on Olam Abba. most people would pick, you know. Right? Because the Olam Haba is a certain concept that we don't have trouble relating to. And we want pleasant lives in Olam Haba. I'll take the schar, right? Not many people, you know, Rav Chanina Mendoza in the Gemara, he was so impoverished. And then he davened to Hashem, and Hashem gave him a golden thing. And then he had a dream that he saw his table in Olam Haba only had three legs on it, not four. So he ran and he threw it back, right? And, you know, would we do that? So maybe if we had a dream and we saw Olam Haba, maybe we would also. But, okay, that's part of the problem. If we and again, Shmona Esrei doesn't reflect Olam Haba. Says we want to be healthy, we want parnasa, we want children, we want this. But if you're stuck at that place, so that's level six. So it's good, it's better than the other madrigas because you're in a schar v'onish mode. You know, you can develop yiras Hashem, yiras onish. And the Torah talks like this. Again, the Torah talks about v'avadetem, you won't have rain, you won't have crops, there'll be famine, there'll be cherev. So that's where the person stuck. Level seven is Anoshim is Baralem Chamashik Damu Zichro, and they think of Olam Haba, but they don't think of serving Hashem. The bottom line is Schar V'Onish. Of Olam Haba even, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, they're totally into everything. But that's where they're stuck. They're stuck at Schar V'Onish. And this is already only level 7. You got 3 more to come. Beyond Schar V'Onish. Now we wish we lived with Schar V'Onish. This is like, this is the second parasha in Kriya Shema, Schar V'Onish. V'lo yodu afani avodos Hashem l'shmo, they don't think of Hashem. Again, these are people, you know, they go around. It's too common in from society that you don't hear Shem Hashem coming out of someone's mouth. Except, of course, for Mitzvah Hashem. But otherwise, I am the first to say you have to be medactic in halacha 1,000%. But if a person goes his whole life and you only hear the word Mishnagura from him, and you don't hear Hashem, something's wrong. There's something wrong. There's no connection. But here, this is even a higher matreka. Here it's... This is like Hashem cares. Like, I want to please Hashem. I'm going to serve Hashem. Legadlo ulechavdo ulerumamo lemashayeus lo belavad. Aleim omer Rabbi Seinu. This is already out number 7. Is altiu kavodim amisham shenas rabba amnas lekabel pras elavu kavodim amisham shenas shalom amnas lekabel pras. Lead more shemayim alechem. This is already all in my book. This is like whoa. Like what's wrong with? Oh boy, I'm going to get scharan all in my book. Like Halavaya would be motivated by that. Okay, it's nice, but then you're on level 7. Maybe that's great for most of us, for all of us. But he's being brutally honest, and he's saying this is not the uppermost level of Avodas Hashem to do it so that you should get schar. Because at the end of the day, you're doing it for your sake, not for Hashem's sake. Now, 8 is interesting. We'll have to talk about it next time. 8 is talks about they're afraid of onesh. It's like apparently a higher madrega. We have to talk about that. 7 is they want schar, and 8 is they're afraid of onesh. I put it together, but he really puts it into 2. And again, the way he's talking, yiras onesh is a higher madrega than avos haschar. I'm not sure. This needs thought. Yeah. Okay, we'll take it from there next time, maybe.
Where are
most people
holding now?
5. What do you get on most people? It's very, it shouldn't be.